Good morning, everyone. Oh boy, we are thankful for the day that the Lord has made for us today. And I just wanted to let everyone know that I believe the porta potties are unlocked still, that are there on the lawn. So if you have a need to use those while we're here, welcome this morning. And we're thankful for the opportunity to be able to worship together. Do we have any prayer concerns that we would like to start our service out by sharing?
Yes, I do. My wife is going in for eye surgery on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Anyone else?
I have two prayer requests this morning. My friend that had his bladder removed back in February because he had leiomyosarcoma, went back for a PET scan last week, and they found 2 spots in a lung and 3 spots in his pelvis. So he will start chemo on Wednesday, and he's 38. And the other one is for Katie Bader's mom. They went to the Mayo Clinic this past week, and the test results are leaning towards Alzheimer's. So just prayers for that family, too.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Anyone else?
I'm going to ask you to pray for the Mildred Hull family. She and I played organ and piano together for years and years and years, and she passed away unexpectedly Tuesday. Visitation at Marsh Chapel today, 2 to 8, funeral tomorrow at 11 at Countryside Free Methodist Church.
And could you give me the first name again, Carol?
Mildred.
Okay. Just a second. Karen, they'll get one mic over to you. Catherine?
Yes, my brother had a triple bypass on, Friday. He's doing well. He's still in ICU, but he's got the ventilator and doing well. Thank you for prayers.
On Friday, still in ICU. Okay. All right, yes. All right, yes, thank you for allowing us to join together in prayer on that.
I have a couple. I have prayer requests for my sister-in-law, Judy. She was affected by the big floods in Mount Pleasant, and my niece Tara. She was also affected with the floods in Mount Pleasant. And I would like to thank everyone for the prayers for Bob. He's finally able to eat again, so that's great.
All right, absolutely. Thankful to see you guys here again. Feeling better? Anybody else? No? Any announcements of joy or announcements that aren't printed in the bulletin that we have?
Yep. Many of you know I've had lots of opportunities to do things beyond the local congregation. And this week, tonight I fly to Alaska for the week, serving on the Historical Society of the United Methodist Church. I'm on the board of that. And so traveling mercies, please, and I'll should be back Friday evening, and see you all next Sunday.
Thank you, Linda, for letting us know that you'll be taking quite a trip. So praying for not only safe traveling mercies, but also that for good work for everyone that's gathered together on that occasion in Alaska. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, John, go ahead.
Our first softball game is July 6th at 7 o'clock in Peck, and we're going to have practice tonight at 7 o'clock at the Christian Field.
If
anybody's got any questions, you come see me after church.
Which field was it, John?
The Christian Field.
Okay. All right. Well, John will be here for the great coaching opportunity for softball that we have, so please see him afterwards. Matching outfits. That's all right. I like that. Yeah. Anyone else?
I have a sheet for signing up for summer music, and I'm looking for people to sign up on this sheet. Now, don't all come running up at once, but all of this. So if you know of anyone that would like to do a solo, I have a lot of openings. I'd be glad to have you come.
So, Wanda, you're not turning people away this year is what you're saying.
I'm
okay,
not,
all right.
No way.
Anyone else? Yes, Dee.
Oh, okay. Have a blessing and prayer request, please. Taylor,
has a job at CA Hall building bridges, and he'll be starting soon. And the good news is he's building bridges. The prayer is that he's building bridges. So please keep him safe.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Taylor. Can we give him a hand? It's always a great thing to be able to do that. All right.
Say something real quick, and I don't know, Erin might be going to do this, but I'm going to beat her to it. I'm not sure how many of you tried to dodge the raindrops yesterday for the parade, but we had a float that was awesome, and Tom Froner went over and above, and I don't think he's here today, but it was phenomenal, and I hope that it brings a lot of people here for Bible school, and we can start getting some families in here, and thanks to Erin, who didn't really want to have to take over, but she kind of has, but she's got some good helpers, and it's going to be great.
So, of course, we want to make sure that since Tom's not here this morning, we pass that on to him, then we'll see him throughout the community and the church. So, people have that on. Mike?
Okay. Also, it says in the bulletin to be determined on the trustee date, but that's going to be this Tuesday, actually the last Tuesday of June that we're going to do that. I think I've talked to pretty much everyone, but just in case there were any visitors or anyone that wanted to show up. So.
All right.
I got one more.
You got one behind you too.
I just wanted to say thank you for the prayers for Mason. He had a surgery on Friday. Everything's fine. He doesn't even realize, I don't think anything happened, and he was running around that afternoon, so. Thank you for praying for him.
Yes, absolutely. And for continued recovery, that it's all taken care of. Thankful for Mason. Gayla?
This is a question as well. Is there a community gospel sing or something at 5 o'clock today at the gazebo?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's the announcement. 5 o'clock today at the gazebo. Community church service. So hope to see you all there.
That was a good announcement. I like that one. That was good. Anybody else? You know, it's kind of nice because sometimes, of course, this time in our service, sometimes it can go a little extended and sometimes there's not a lot, but there's also a moment that we celebrate. There's a lot going on in the life of this community and life of this church, and we need to celebrate that as often as we can. Not just the people here, but the ministries that are starting and continuing. Do we have any birthdays that are this week that we're celebrating? Any birthdays? No? Any anniversaries? Yes.
33 years.
All right, 33 years. What day?
June
30th. On the 30th. All right.
And also,
how many years? 38 years. And then what day?
30.
The same day. What's that? Oren's birthday is on the 30th. How come you didn't say anything during birthday time? Oh, see. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, 30th is a pretty big day. Anyone else celebrating a birthday or anniversary that day?
Probably not 33 or
30. Yeah, add those together, right? And then, All right, I can see we're going down a road we might not be able to recover from. Can we go backwards and we'll sing Oren's birthday because he waited to say anything? Can we go ahead and sing happy birthday? Wait for that conversation after church. anniversaries. And we'll sing a happy anniversary. Celebrating those important days in our life individually and as a church. Can we go ahead and stand if we're able and we'll sing together 304 Easter People, Raise Your Voices.
Easter,
Please stay standing if you're able, and we'll ask for the Lord's blessing on our gathering together today. Please join me. Almighty God, creator of earth, heaven, and all things, we thank you today for this opportunity to come together as a community of faith. We thank you for this opportunity to join beyond our boundaries through the ministry on the radio. Lord, we thank you for your promised and faithful presence here amongst us today. And Lord, we would just ask that you would be honored by the words that are spoken, the songs that are lifted, and the prayers and concerns that are raised to you today. Would you take joy in all you hear and have your Holy Spirit unleash on us the power that goes beyond ourselves, that we may live and celebrate from your joy and your strength. Christ be praised in all that we do, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And right before we get to singing this great song, you know, it looks a little bit like Easter in the bulletin with some of the favorites that we're singing today. But I don't want us to move too far forward because I wanted us to take just a brief look at Easter People Raise Your Voices. Easter People Raise Your Voices. Now, I got a familiar look in the summer a couple of years ago when we sang Joy to the World in the middle of summer. Got a few questions. Why is that? That song is still really relevant, isn't it? Every single day. Joy to the world that the Lord was given to us. Have you said Happy Easter to anybody outside of the Easter season? Probably not, right? But do you think that's an interesting conversation starter? We are Easter people. We are resurrection people. So what would happen when you get past the awkward look of, Pastor, or a little, you must have missed it, Easter was a while ago. I'm still saying Happy Easter because we have a celebration that doesn't end when a day is over. Happy Easter to each brother and sister of faith because we are thankful for the resurrection. We are thankful that death was overcome. Easter people, raise your voices. That's us. Use our voice to wish people Happy Easter, even if it's not in our calendar, because we can't forget and lose sight of that day. When in trouble, move the faster. Could we please sing this great song of our faith? And we can stay seated to that. It's Because He Lives, number 364, Because He Lives.
Thank you.
It remains a favorite not only in the life of this church, but around the world because of the truth that it gives. We're going to move on to our children's time now. We're going to ask our children to come up. And as the children come up, one of our Sunday school superintendent, not one of our volunteers, the volunteer that's up here, we're going to ask Aaron to come up and share just a few words that might sound familiar to Deb Darlings, right, about the float and a little bit about VBS. So let's go ahead and join together. And what I'll do is I'll actually give you my mic. Is that okay? So go ahead and hold that, and that's fine.
Well, like Deb mentioned earlier, we want to say a huge thanks to Mr. Tom, or as we know, Mr. Santa, or Mr. Froner. He's got lots of names, and he's got lots of jobs around here. He put together an amazing float. If any of you saw it, it was beautiful. All of his hard work, his and Bobby's, and their daughter came and helped, too. It was just beautiful, amazing. We're going to get some pictures for Mary to put up on the slideshow, too, and hopefully in the newsletter, so you guys will see it. We had, I think, 9 little kids on the float and walking that showed up and braved the rain, and we even danced in the rain a little bit, you know, braved the thunderstorm, and the sun came out, and it was beautiful for the parade. We had 9 kids show up, and then we had all the high school boys also walking, a couple dads walking, and we had, I don't know if anybody was at the parade, but did you see those beautiful green flyers in everyone's hands along the parade route? That made my heart happy, because those flyers were advertising for our Vacation Bible School. And we want to get that word out to everybody in the community, not just members of this church, anybody who has grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, babysitter kids, anything. And it's not just for kids this year. We're going to be feeding the entire families at 5 o'clock, starting Vacation Bible School is going to start at 5 o'clock. Monday through Thursday, and we're going to feed the whole family. So it's a whole family activity. And then after we break out, the kids are going to go do their fun stuff. But then there's also going to be stuff for the adults if they wish to stay. I think maybe Mr. Kevin might be entertaining us a little bit with some trivia. So there's going to be stuff for all ages. So it's Vacation Bible School for everyone. So just keep that in mind. And also, we would love more volunteers. Anybody who feels on their heart that they'd like to volunteer behind the scenes or actually at Vacation Bible School. And also your prayers. Just pray for the kids, pray for the volunteers, and pray for this to be a success and to get God's word into everyone's heart in the community. So more information will be coming. You know, just keep listening for it, keep praying for it, and keep volunteering for it.
So, Ms. Aaron, and I'll have you stay up here for just a second then while we're here to finish up, because in the place of our children's time, obviously, there's so much that we're celebrating, and of course, a lot of your passion that led you to be our Sunday school superintendent is why there's such a heart for making sure that this time is well spent and worth the investment in our kids, because you're going to be adults one day, and it's going to be your job to help teach the little ones in front of you. That probably seems like a long time away, right? But Ms. Aaron, really, all maybe, perhaps joking aside, it probably wasn't too long ago that you were in their spot in this church, right? And now here you are celebrating and raising your family here because of some of the truths and the promises that you learned here of like Jesus. So, you know, in this year, Miss Aaron said something so powerful. I wanted to make sure that not only you guys heard, but here again, just like Wanda with special music, Miss Aaron's not turning down any volunteers of any gifting or when you think you might not be qualified to help with that, because there's lots of different things that we're doing, right? And we haven't had VBS for a couple of years, right? So we wanted to make sure that we did something different, and you mentioned that it was for the whole family, right? So we're aiming to bring the children in, but we really want to have something for the whole family because we value everybody, right? So that's a good thing. We're thankful for that. So please see Miss Erin or stand next to one of her beautiful children, because eventually her or Mike will come by them because they have to take them home. So if you have any questions that sometimes you can't find them, stand next to one of their kids and they'll come to you. So can we just have a brief moment of prayer for celebrating the parade that we had together, and also for the future as we get ready to place our VBS? Can we do that? Let's fold our hands and close our hands bow our heads, fold our hands. Okay, whatever. Let's get in our prayer positions. All right. Would you please say this after me, kids? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us and letting us have a good time at the parade. We want to honor you at VBS so that your love will be known to more people.
Bless mom and dad and everybody that's here. Amen. All right, well, thank you guys for coming up, and that was a great prayer. I appreciate that you knew your prayer positions because I was struggling through telling you what those were. And then who do we have today for Sunday school that's helping you out? Or I'm sorry, for church, junior church, Bobby, who's helping you out today? All right, sure. Miss Bobby and Shirley, if you guys will line up so you can lead the kids for their special time. And can we give another hand for Miss Erin as our organizing part of our VBS program that we have? Oh, yep. Well, you know, we had a wedding here yesterday, so I'm not sure where it's at. I tell you what, Miss Bobby, if you could put your hands up like an air traffic controller to let them know and just kind of wave them that way. Oh boy, we are so thankful for the exciting things that are happening in the life of our young kids and the families that are here within the life of the church. But as you can see, there is still plenty of room down here for children's time. There is plenty of rooms in the classroom, and we haven't reached capacity where the fire marshal says we have to add on for those that are signed up for VBS. That being said, there is room for more. Think in your minds right now of families you know would be blessed by the opportunity for VBS. Can I tell you, it also comes as an encouragement when the life of the church comes together and honors this ministry of VBS by reaching out to your community and those that you love, your friends and family, and making this a success. So thank you ahead of time, and we know the Lord will be faithful for this. We're going to ask Barbara Larson to come up today and share with us about her story. This has been a great opportunity for us to share since the beginning of the year, and Pastor Clark, who was here last week, said that he enjoyed the opportunity for that and said he might take that idea and use that at his two churches. So we're thankful for the warm reception there, as well as having an opportunity for him to be blessed, as well as hopefully his message was a blessing for you. I'm going to turn things over to you to share your story, okay?
Thank you. I'd like to start my story with Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So in the beginning, people wonder why I'm living in Sandusky when I've lived in Marlette for many a year. Well, I was going through divorce problems, and it finally happened, but it was a friendly divorce. It was a very mixed emotions between the wife and the father, but I do not hold any grudges against anyone. And so my sons supported me wholly. I have four of them. And three of them are Lutheran, and one is Methodist. And yeah. They're, yeah. <Sorry. laughs> That's fine. And so we stayed still friendly. And when my ex-husband got ill, he started having Alzheimer's. I was there taking care of him. I was taking him to the doctor's visits. My doctor said, I've never seen this happen. You're a very unusual woman. God bless you, taking over to help. And I took care of him until I got ill health with the heart, and the doctor had to take me off the case. Then I had two sons that were to take care of it. Well, the one lived out of town, and the other son and his wife took over, and they did a beautiful job taking care of him. I visited him when he got into Yale, and I would go three times a week. And that was when gas was $4 a gallon. But he always knew me. And on his papers, of course, it said he was divorced. But they seemed to think I was married because he'd always say, this is my wife. But he always knew my name when they'd ask him, and I'd go wherever he would go. And I'd go different days, different times, and he got the best of care. And so at the end, I was with him the day before he passed. The day he passed, my one son and I was with him, and they told us he would be passing over before the end of the day, which was true. And so we were blessed. There was hardships, but I never lost my faith, and I kept moving on. So I came here to the church. I prayed about finding a church that was just right for me, and I knew God would hold my hand. So this one Sunday morning, I got up and said, let's try the Methodist church. As I came in the door, it felt so good. I met two gentlemen that were ushers. They both shook my hand. said they were glad to see me. I told them who I was, and they said that they hoped I would return. And as I came in the door over there, Donna Stone sits over here, and I knew Donna from farm business at the ASCS office, and she said out, Barbara. So I joined them for church, Donna and Al, and I want to tell you, the Stone family was very good and helpful in me making adjustments to Sandusky, and I praise them for that. And so then I thought, we've got to have things I have to get into in the church to feel the inside of what it's supposed to be like. So I found out they had an adult Sunday school class. Right there you'd find me every Sunday. And Dale Barber was our teacher for quite some time. He was very good at it. And then I also joined when we had a noon Bible study here at the church. I did that. And I also took a couple teaching classes that we do, you know, the lay speaking classes, but there again, I wasn't completed all the way through because of illness. But Linda Schramm taught it, and she done a fine job by me. And then I helped with Bible school. I taught a couple of classes, and the one class I had was about the football, the uniform of the football, like putting on your armor. Thank goodness for Troy. I would never have made it through. And so then I switched from that and went to doing crafts with Kim back here, Kim Norton. We always had lots of fun, didn't we, Kim? And so then I was asked by Russ and Bev Shoemaker to attend their Monday night Bible study. And I'll tell you, that was a blessing to me. If you have something heavy on your heart, this group of friends is where you feel free to open up. They listen to you, they hug you, they say prayers for you, and they never judge you. And they're great friends still today. They're always there. They're sent by God to help you over the bumps in life, and it is so wonderful to have friends like that. Now, in 1996, I took a class about the Methodist Church and the meanings of the Methodist. And so then I moved my membership from the Jewel Community Evangelical Lutheran Church to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Believe it or not, that was 20 years ago. And I've never been happier or more at peace than in this church. This is home. And I thank God every day for this church. And I would like to close in this Bible verse, Romans 12:5-6. I know Pastor spoke of it recently, but it does hold quite a bit of power. So in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. I ask, please use those gifts. Thank you.
Barbara, we're thankful for your spirit and your presence amongst us and to be able to encourage us, right? Because I guess my takeaway from that was, and again, I apologize. I probably should have kept my woo-hoo to myself. That was it. I apologize for that. My takeaway was that some people questioned what happens when you come from Marlette to Sandusky. And if you just give it some time and love on them a little bit, then some things can come out of that, right? It's not all bad. That's what I took out of it, right? Did anybody else get that? Yeah, right? You know, you add that layer in there. So so thank you for sharing that story with us. It's been a great opportunity. We look forward to hearing some more stories. And I guess today also as well, if you've been wondering if you don't have a story to share, you do. If you've been wondering, or I haven't decided to do this yet, or you're wondering what that could be, your story is an encouragement, not only to everybody that's gathered here, but to yourself. We need to be able to keep sharing our stories of faith and why the presence of Christ and why the church has meant so much to us, to remind us why we gather together, why that we do build a family and a community, why it is such an enhancement to our lives to follow Christ, to be in this faith community. So I just want to encourage you to think about that of your own story if you haven't shared already. Let's go ahead and move to our call to prayer. We'll sing His Name is Wonderful, number 174. We've calmed ourselves in the spirit and presence of the name of Jesus. Would you please join me in this prayer together? And we'll end this prayer by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Gracious God, in this time and this place that you've gathered us together in your name, for your name's sake, we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. And we know that that power is bestowed upon us when we do things in your name, Lord, that we can follow through in your wisdom, to speak words with your compassion, and Lord, to do things on the strength of your mighty hand. Lord, and it's in seeking to honor your name that we continue to pray. Because in Scripture, when we were all wondering, as the disciples, students of you, were wondering, how is it that we can pray and become more like you? So we say this prayer as our tradition that was inspired by your answer. Could we please say these words together in this powerful Lord's Prayer as one voice? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
We are going to continue our tradition this season of saying the Apostles' Creed as it leads us to the next part of our service. So if you don't know it by memory, please follow along on the screens, the Apostles' Creed in one voice. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And as you let those words true and sit, we would ask Carol to come up and share with us the special music for today. So Carol, if you continue to come up, You signed up for a few weeks in a row. You gave your story to us yesterday or last week, and then you're coming up to do the special music today, so we're thankful for your wanting to share your gifts with us.
The song I'm singing this morning, a gentleman in a church in Florida, this is his favorite song. We hear it at least 3 or 4 times during the season. And you got to realize we're in the South, so it's a little different than what we're used to back home, but it has the message. #1 would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I would build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could be a lot on my own. I thought I could make it. As a mighty woman, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding.
about reliance. Thank you, Carol, for that. As we continue to move on and talk about those reliance, those truths. For those of you that haven't been here or the summer was taking us away, because as soon as the school gets out and things like that, we've been walking through the Apostles' Creed that we just said from 881. And there's a lot of reasons why we have gone through this, and there's essential truths that we have to remember and we have to remind ourselves of. And you know, it's good for us to know Scripture, of course. It's good for us to know and be able to articulate our faith. But you know, so often, especially in the newness of our faith, you know, if we've just come to faith in Christ and what is familiar called as a baby Christian, right? Sometimes it's difficult to understand some of those big words or phrases or some of the things that are found in the songs that we sing. We're not sure what those things are. But the Apostles' Creed really stands as a great statement of our beliefs. It is a great summary of the essential truths that we have. And to go over this a little bit, just to kind of review before we get in this last week that talks about believing in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, there's a moment that we have to be able to appreciate is that in the early church, a lot of times the Apostles' Creed was used during baptism ceremonies. And why is that important for us to know? Well, for those of you that have been baptized, you understand that this day is very significant. And of course, the United Methodist Church, we have infant baptism. So it's still very important and meaningful and powerful. But then sometimes we have to relive that through other people or sometimes yearly when we rethink of Christ's baptism, right? So we honor that, right? But the baptism is that we are becoming something new. Just as Jesus was baptized before he began his walking ministry, before he gathered those to him, before he was preaching the good news. We become made new when the water is sprinkled over our head or we come out from the water or however our baptism claims us. The words of the Apostles' Creed was used to underline and affirm certain beliefs. It was to remind ourselves of these things that before we either enter the water or before we receive the water, these truths would be in front of it. It would be with this promise. Now, sort of like a book, the beginning has to get you, right? The introduction is everything. Where we start is important. Would you agree it's just as good as it is to start strong, we have to finish strong, don't we? Sometimes people only remember the end of our conversation or the last bit of a movie or a book. So we have to start this Apostles' Creed and end this Apostles' Creed with something pretty significant, don't we? We've talked about the meaning and the life of the Apostles' Creed and what that means to us as people of faith. But this is really where all of our hope is found, is in resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Would you agree that it would change nearly everything about our gathering together today if there was no resurrection of Christ? Boy, we don't have time to unpack what that would look like. Praise the Lord, we don't have to. A quick review of the weeks leading up to now. A creed is defined as a statement of basic beliefs that guides the actions of a person or group. So a creed is a statement of beliefs that would lead our lives. Guide means is what leads us, moves us forward. Not that we just happen upon, right? Not that we coincidentally every now and again bump into. It guides the way we live our life. The credo in Latin means I believe. Apostle means a student or disciple of the master of Christ. So that's where we get our word Apostles' Creed. I wanted to read briefly from Revelations chapter 21, verse 3 through 5. Some of you might be familiar with this. Revelation chapter 21, 3 through 5. And this was talking from the vision that John at Patmos received. And I have heard a loud voice from the throne saying this: Now the dwelling of God is with all humankind, and he will live with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. Verse 4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there won't be any more presence of death, or mourning, or pain, or crying, or suffering, because all those things have passed away. And finally, in verse 5, he who is seated at the throne said this, I am making things new. Write these words down, for they are trustworthy and true. So oftentimes, as we see the gospel readings, now of course Revelation isn't included in the gospels, but so often we can take a claim or see it written in red if it's in a certain type of Bible, but the words of Jesus so often when he's teaching something, especially if it's difficult to understand or he's reinforcing something that might have been going against the culture or the political stance of the time, he always said, I tell you the truth. Right? Or believe me, or trust in this. He always gave you some type of understand and remember it's the master who's talking. It's the Messiah talking. So please take this, right? Italicize it. Hear what I'm saying, even if it goes against what we can understand or it might counter what we've been raised to believe. The vision that was given to John said, write this down. Would you agree that if Jesus said, write this down, he doesn't really want us to forget it, right? Would you agree that he says, write this down? If you caught anything, right? Write this last bit down. I'm going to make everything new. As I look out today for those of us gathered, not only do I see familiar faces from week to week, but I see some familiar faces even sooner than then. We were gathered together on Wednesday in this very sanctuary for a funeral service. And as we seek to celebrate together in this place, and those of you who ever gathered, this sanctuary has a lot to tell, doesn't it? From the years that passed by, the weddings, the funerals, the worship services, the kids' programs, there's so much, right, in that phrase that goes, if these walls could talk, what would they say? What would they say? If these walls could talk this last week, it would say, before we gathered together for worship, we celebrated the resurrection of the body. We didn't say the Apostles' Creed. But for those of you who have ever lost someone very important, influential in your life, and some of us may not have, but for those of you that have, the most common time for our faith to be shook or to be questioned is when we're in the face of death. Sometimes it's available anytime we gather together and we realize the finality, this side of heaven, of death, because there's such a grand mystery. But we can see it even more when you've heard the phrase that they've lived a full life. But don't you know as well as I do that most of the time when we gather together, it feels like it was way too soon. Even sometimes we gather together when it was called an accident or a tragedy. I stop and be slow, friends, because we understand it's uncomfortable to talk about, isn't it? It's uncomfortable to talk about death, but this gives us hope and reassurance. When we gather together for a service, do you agree that we could sit around any local restaurant in town and we could talk about the good times, or we can share memories about any person that has passed, but when we gather together to celebrate their life, when we gather for a funeral, it's because it needs to be more than just a conversation. We come to celebrate and honor, right, their part in our lives, how we gather something from them, how this is a bit of a chain, and it's hard to understand because we can't see where that chain leads, but when we have a service here in this place, it's more than to just talk about the person whose name that we gather for. It's to celebrate everlasting life. It's to celebrate that death doesn't have the final word on these things. It's to celebrate that, like Christ, we will be resurrected when the time is right. We hold to these truths when we gather together, even just a few days ago. I shared with you a song that was called The Creed a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to remind us of this verse as the weeks go on. It said, the creed. I believe, and what I believe makes me what I am. First of all, it's our creed. So we say these words of resurrection, everlasting life, because we believe them, all right? And what we believe makes me who I am. Would you agree that when everything is thought about what we made up, it really comes from what we believe, right? It guides our decisions. We just talked about this. Do we say the Apostles' Creed with the same type of honor and respect as we do when we're asked to remove our ball caps and stand for a song before any athletic event? Are you there with me? Just give me a couple nods if we know where we're going with that. Right? We say the Pledge of Allegiance. Can I say, dear friends, if that stopped you for a moment, and maybe we think, maybe we don't honor the Apostles' Creed in the same reverence that we would give celebrating our nation. I would ask you, you're sort of on the right track, because we should honor the Apostles' Creed with even more reverence and respect than the national anthem. This goes beyond a country. This goes beyond a generation. This goes beyond time. These truths are what truly set us free. Do we believe and allow that to guide our actions? There is a song that I learned as a child. And I learned it when I was like 8 or 9. So would you agree that sometimes, especially in the life of the church, when we're 8 or 9, we might know the words, but we don't really know the depths of what those words are. And sometimes we do, right? But I learned a song, and it was very challenging because it had to do with spelling. It started out by saying, I am a C. And then when they trusted me with that, they said, I am a CH. I'm a CH. Right? Didn't make any sense yet. Are you there with me on that song? Do you know where I'm headed with that? Now, maybe I'm going to go slow, because if you're familiar with this song, it does go very slow, and then it seeks to trip you up. So if you know it, this would really be a great participation moment. So it starts out by saying, I am a C. I am a CH. I am a CHRISTIAN, which spells Christian. I am a CHRISTIAN, and I have CHRIST, Christ, in my HEART, my heart, and I will LIVETERNALLY. I will live eternally. So it says, I am a Christian, and I have Christ in my heart, and I will live eternally. Now, would you agree as an 8-year-old that if you remember that and you know what you're spelling, these truths are just as powerful as Jesus loves me? I am a Christian, I have Christ in my heart, and I will live eternally. We teach our kids that because if you get the spelling down, it's a simple message, it's a simple truth. We end the Apostles' Creed by saying, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That is the foundational truth that we base all of our entire faith on. So isn't that a wonderful ending to the Apostles' Creed, our statement of faith that was originally put forth, that when we become baptized, when we become new, when we dedicate our lives to Christ, that the words we would end on is that I believe that we will have a resurrected body, and that life does not stop here when the mystery begins, that it's everlasting. I wanted to share with you briefly this another scripture from John 11, 25 through 26. Jesus said to Martha, this was after the death of Lazarus. Jesus said with authority, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Verse 26, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And verse 27 has her response that says, yes, Lord. Is our response, yes, Lord? Remember, this isn't an acknowledgement. This isn't academia. This isn't an education moment where it says, do you intellectually understand those words? Do we intellectually understand what resurrection means? Do we intellectually understand what everlasting life means? Or do we believe it? For those of us that have had to do schooling, you might have been required to write a test or a paragraph or an essay on the Big Bang Theory. Intellectually, I obviously passed the class, so I was able to intellectually articulate what that means. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference between articulate, intellectually understand, and believe? I'm not challenging anything that's there, friends. I'm simply saying the Apostles' Creed and the words here, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Jesus doesn't even say, do you understand? Because most of our faith, dear friends, is a mystery. We have to trust that mystery because it also says in Scripture that what is heaven like? This is a popular question, and we try to reassure each other with this, but it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9 that Paul says, God prepared things for us, things that our eyes have never seen the like, things that our ears have never heard the like, things that our mind can't even begin to comprehend. So if we haven't seen what's waiting for us, if we haven't heard what's waiting for us, if our minds cannot comprehend what's waiting for us, oh, I can think of some pretty neat things. Can you think of some pretty beautiful and neat things? This was God's design. The penalty of sin that we can see in the beginning was death, right? That's the penalty for sin. So before sin was here, this was all available to us. And through Christ is available again. But so much of our faith is trust and hope in these words. Can we envision ourselves today, this week, this time? Jesus asks, just as he appeared to the disciples when he was resurrected, do you believe I am who I say I am? We've said together the Apostles' Creed. Today we focused on I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Do we believe that? Because if we believe that, those words guide our life and our actions. And they convict us when we need to make changes. Before we move on, I would submit this because of time purposes. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Take a look at that. Take a look at that today because it speaks a lot into what happens when the reminder of how important it is that we keep our eyes on the resurrected Lord and everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 15. Take a look today. Take a look today. Even if you're busy today, then we show what's important. Can you take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today? Looking at what's an important way of showing our faith, is I'll ask the ushers to come forward, as is our honor to be able to return to the Lord from a portion of the blessings that he's received to us. Our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts, the first fruit, back to God. Almighty God, to your table before the foot of the cross we submit these gifts. We are thankful for our opportunity to be, Lord, in your presence and to be able to celebrate our faith in you. And Lord, it's from that desire and seeking to celebrate that we want to be able to carry this message throughout not only this church, this community, but this entire world. And we ask that you would bless these offerings that are here, the houses from which they came, so that your purposes will be reached. For those that are lost will hear the good news that you would be honored by all these gifts represent. In Christ's powerful name we pray. Amen. All right, as we're standing, if you're still able, let's sing together 381, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Everlasting life, as we know, as it is prophesied of heaven and promised us. Do you also know, dear friends, in the life of this church, not only did we celebrate someone's life in a funeral on Wednesday, there was a wedding in this very sanctuary yesterday. The stories these walls could tell. There was a reference from Jesus saying that heaven and everlasting life was like a wedding banquet. Could we think of those opportunities when we've come together and we've celebrated all the goodness of a wedding celebration and then afterwards for a reception? Jesus said that's sort of, if you can begin to imagine, what heaven's like. Could we go forward seeking this kingdom? Could we go forward bringing this kingdom to others in Christ's name? There are many who don't know these truths of the Apostles' Creed. Would it guide our lives so that others will come to know Christ? Could we go strengthened and encouraged by the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for this mighty work? In Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Please, if you could be seated for just one moment. A couple of things. This was maybe part of the sending, so take this before we detach from it. You know, we sang that through twice, and we sang it out loud, didn't we? We could hear each other's voices. If we are singing that song of belief that He is Lord, He is resurrected, will we say it with the same kind of confidence and passion outside these doors? Will the world know that's what we believe? Because we don't just sing it here, but we sing it there. And we sing it here and there. And even over there to those folks that come from Marlette. Briefly, I wanted to have you guys here for just a second because there are a lot of things that are going on in the life of the church. One thing that you might have noticed over the last couple of months is that not always in the same place or the same time, there were hiccups. Electronic hiccups. And it made it difficult when sometimes things were squealing and popping and doing those kind of things. And it's very difficult, and of course, if we knew what was going on with them, we certainly would make sure those things didn't happen. Would you agree? You know, we don't want those kind of things. But I hope you would notice that today, we didn't have one of those things, right? So far, we got 1 week with no those kind of things, right? We had a lot of weeks coming up there, and I want you to know that the trustees and several other folks from the church are taking it very seriously that we're well aware that there's stuff, and of course we want to hear from you. You know, we want to be aware, but also know that sometimes it isn't always as easy as here's the solution, then it's done. But we are celebrating that we do have a new working system for the wireless mics, and it looks like some of that might be taking care of some of the issue, as may be evidenced by today. So can we just continue to keep praying for the opportunity for what that would be, and just to celebrate sometimes the folks that are also working those things, because I think you would also know that nobody helping out, like in our tech booth here, namely Bob or Bert and Kevin, they don't want those kind of things to happen. Would you agree? They're not excited when those things happen. And it's just one of those moments where, can I also submit to you this just on a human level? They're aware when there's something that happens. So when you turn around, they didn't really need you to turn around to let them know that something happened. And I know it's natural, but just understand that they are aware that something is squeaking. So just kind of try to keep that in mind from a human perspective, that if we could prevent it, we would. However, could you please go with us as we celebrate a lot of the new things, and of course we'll be celebrating some of those things that are in motion that are going forward. But hallelujah that we have a place to gather, that we can be heard not only in this place, but also throughout the community. We have to be thankful for the faith that we receive and proud of the church that we are involved in the life in. So can we just kind of lift up a moment of prayer with a round of applause and support for the continued effort that we have to try to make our service as good as it can be. So now I'm going to get a head start, and I will just say, go in peace today. You are dismissed.